Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us here on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunrise. I am your fill-in host extraordinaire, Chris Elio. Mark Lawrence is taking a wonderful holiday to celebrate and be with his family, I'm sure, and do those things. Maybe even sleep late for once, because that dude's up every day at, like, the crack of dawn. I have a bunch of tremendous guests in front of me right now, because we will be celebrating the New Year's in style in the city of Sunbury. I have in front of me, first off, the mayor of the city of Sunbury, Kirk Karlovich. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let me make sure everything's on. Let's try that again. I got Jolyn Barner, city clerk of Sunbury.
Good morning.
All righty. And Eric Attinger, entertainment host.
Good morning.
That sounds like the coolest job ever.
Yeah, it's a fun one. It's a fun one to have.
And oddly enough, he is like the most fun-looking guy in the room.
All right.
Yeah, he's even got me beat. I mean, come on. Let's just throw it out there. What are we expecting for Sunbury's, like, epic New Year's, like, end-of-decade celebration? What are we looking at?
We're looking at two fantastic events. One, downtown in the heart of Sunbury at Cameron Park, where the cannon and the flagpole is. And the other one located at our indoor Sunbury ice rink.
Ah, I was just there the other day, actually, with my son and his girlfriend. It was very nice. So, what is included in this celebration? What are we doing?
So, at the ice rink, that's more family-oriented and fun. There's no alcohol permitted at the ice rink.
As opposed to the other places where they're not family-oriented and not fun at all?
No. So, 5 to 9 p.m. at the ice rink, we're going to have live DJ Alexander. Kyle Alexander's going to be there.
From 94KX, our sister station, yes, of course.
At 9 p.m., there's going to be a special New Year's Eve event just for the kids and the family that are going to be there. That way, they don't have to stay up until midnight.
I was going to say, do they do an early ball drop, countdown, whatever it is, whatever you guys do there?
We're going to be doing something special at 9 p.m. at the ice rink.
9 p.m., all right. Parents, drag your kiddies out. 9 p.m. That's even late for some of us, but, you know.
Free food and snacks as well.
Nice.
Ice skating. Make sure to come out. The ice skate, the wood-burning fire pit is going to be open.
Nice. And any kind of particular vendors, like food vendors or anything like that of particular note, or just general like fare, like hot dogs, hamburgers, things like that?
Yep. We're going to be giving away a hot dog, bag of chips, a cookie, and a drink for each.
There you go.
Each person participating. Yep.
Sounds like the perfect amount of food to me. I'm down with that. So we have the kids covered. They get to do ice skating, right? Is the ice skating rink open and all that stuff?
Most definitely.
So all that stuff will be open. That's wonderful. So a good celebration for the kids, because the kids do miss out on New Year's Eve. You know, most people think of it as like an adult type of holiday. In reality, you know, kids like to celebrate the New Year too. So what are we looking at for the adults though? Like, you know, kids go to bed. Now what do we have?
So for the adults, we started off by waiving the open container ordinance citywide for the entire city of Sunbury.
Oh, wow.
But it's only within the boundaries of Sunbury.
Okay.
So this doesn't mean that you can have an open container in your vehicle or be intoxicated in public. It just means that you can have a container that is non-glass and walk the city streets while drinking your drink and not have to fear with the police officers stopping you.
So all other Elios out there, beware. No. So, and so that brings up something interesting. So, you know, I don't want to be like, this is all happy and this is all good stuff, but is there a concern by waiving something like that you're going to run into? Have we ever done this before?
So this, I've taken a lot of input with the police department. The police department doesn't feel that there's going to be any additional issues because of this. The city has waived the open container ordinance for different special events throughout the city at different locations. They just never done it citywide. It's always been a specific area.
Gotcha.
This one is the entire city.
So it's always been confined to, like, if there's a festival happening within that area, but now it's just everywhere.
Yes.
And like, I couldn't even tell you where the city begins and ends anyway. So is that always a thing? Like, somebody's like, I didn't realize I was outside the city. Like, is that something that you think might happen? And is there leniency for something like that? Or
No, because the city is very condensed. So once you can tell when you're inside and outside the city right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, alrighty. Well, that's good. So let's get all the times out. So everybody has all the information they need. I know at 9 o'clock, we have the special event for the kids to ring in the new year. But what other times are pertinent to
this celebration?
All right,
so just remember, the ice rink is 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
After 9 p.m., everyone does have to leave. Okay. If you do bring your kids, an adult does have to accompany the child.
Okay.
This isn't just a babysitting place to drop off your children for the night. We have to pay attention to all the safety concerns.
Right, of course, of course.
Downtown Sunbury at Cameron Park on Market Street, that's 5 p.m. until right after midnight. We're going to have live DJs, music.
Yep, and I can talk about that. So at 7 p.m., we'll start out. Me and my brother, we are the Addinger Brothers. We play live music, do Southern blues rock, and DJ. Mm-hmm. So we'll be starting off the DJing at 7 p.m. And in between sets, we'll be playing 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Time, it's the new year, so we like to travel through time. We like a lot of old music, so we'll be playing the music for everybody. And then Blue Zodiac, my other band, will also be playing. I play drums with both the bands. We do a lot of classic
rock.
You're gonna be busy. I'm a machine.
He's
man.
Just playing
I'm just
all night.
Non-stop.
He's not gonna be able to lift his arms.
Yeah, so. I'm gonna need extra sleep the next day. But yeah, we're gonna do a lot of music people like, classic rock. Like I said, Neil Young, Jimi Hendrix, some new stuff, White Stripes, Cage the Elephant. So
nice.
If you like music, come on down. We'll have a good time.
Very good. So we got live music. We got DJ, of course, provided by our own Kyle Alexander. What else is there? Sounds like you got everything in this celebration.
So Triangle Tech School, right outside of Sunbury, their students put together our giant Edison light bulb that we're going to be lighting up
right,
for the night.
That we do every year,
yep.
Right?
So okay. That's been in storage the last couple of years. They updated it for us, make sure everything is running correct.
Great.
Today, this morning, we're actually going to be doing a dry run. So if you see a few of us down near Cameron Park, we're just going to make sure everything is going to run smooth for the night.
Now, is that kind of like seeing a woman on her wedding day before you get married? Like, if you see the ball, the year started early and your whole thing is off.
Oh, let's hope not.
So, right. I mean, do you even have bouncy houses at this thing? I mean, no? Is that the only thing missing? No bouncy houses?
No bouncy houses.
That's like literally. Meister, the face painter.
Oh, so we are going to have face painting at the ice rink.
That's what I'm saying.
Downtown, we're actually going to have two 20-foot screens lit up with a live projection of Times Square. As well.
Yeah.
So you literally have everything but bouncy houses.
Yes.
I think that should be the slogan. I think that should be Sunbury, New Year's Eve celebration, everything but bounce houses.
There's even going to be some ice sculptures in Cameron Park.
Wow.
That's awesome.
There's going to be everything.
That sounds great. I think I'm sold. I'm there. So.
And don't forget that all of our fine pubs, bars, and breweries and everything, they're going to be hosting their own special events throughout the town.
Of course.
And everything's within a couple blocks of Cameron Park where the main event's going to be.
So shop local, guys. Like, drink local and eat local and get your dinner on before you even go to the celebration. It'd be good. That's this New Year's Eve, of course. I mean, so the time is 5 to 9 at the ice rink?
Yes.
Special celebration for kids at 9, Edison light bulb thing at midnight.
Yes,
right.
With fireworks right after.
Right,
yep,
big screen of Times Square. If you'd rather see the Edison thing, you want to see the Times Square. You know, you can do that. I, as a native New Yorker, you know, that might be something that would appeal to me. And I'm sure we have quite a few here in the, the Sunbury area. Mayor Karlovich, Joe Lim. Barner, sorry, Eric Attinger. We got live music, we got DJ, we have all kinds of stuff, New Year's Eve celebration in Sunbury. Is there anything else you guys like to add? The final say.
And to help protect the night for everyone, we are offering a free shuttle service from Lewisburg in Sealands Grove into Sunbury by the Roar Bus.
Guys, we got the mayor in here telling you we've got everything covered. There is zero reason for you not to come down to Sunbury for New Year's Eve celebration.
Absolutely no reason to not be here with everybody.
That's right.
Have a good time.
Let's get our party on. Bring 2020 in the right way. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate you so much. And thank you for all the work you're doing, and all three of you, actually, to provide a safe and fun environment for us on New Year's Eve.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.